Beauty of Jesus be singing.
Oh, His wonderful passion and purity. Oh, the Spirit divine. Oh, my nature refine to the beauty of Jesus be singing.
Make me more like Thee. Savior, make me more like Thee. Than others in my conduct, Thine image they may see. I know Thou hast redeemed me. Thy blood is all my clean. But still my heart keeps praying.
Well, that stirs our hearts, I know. We have such a high and holy calling, and we can be so immature instead of growing up into Christ. The past day or two, I've been dealing with some of this petty quarreling, jealousy, just a little. And I thought of James, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. And then I hear from Brother Lutan, how convicting, Lord. Lord, we have You, and we have Your call, and Your glory. You want us to see You. You want us to know by revelation the things that You are, and that You have prepared for those who love You and belong to You. And we are stuck so often. Cling not to things below. Let's sing this prayer 73 in our camp songbooks. May the mind of Christ, my Savior, live in me from day to day. Hallelujah. And yes, we can sing the Amen at the end. This song warrants a resounding Amen. Lord, fulfill this in us as Your people, that as we heard before the watching world, we might be what we ought to be for You. Let's sing 73. Let's pray 73. Come. Perhaps there are those who would like to stand. If you'd like to stand during this song, please join me.
May the mind of Christ, my Savior, live. May the word
perhaps the Lord has spoken to your heart tonight. He surely has to mine. As I said, I've been concerned with some of the types of things we've heard about. I don't mean that I was above them, but I think maybe concerned about them and even affected by them somewhat. And God calls us to rise above these things. Oh God, help us. Help us, Lord, to mount above these things, Lord. I long to live above the world. Though Satan's darts at me are hurled, faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Oh, Lord, I want to be like you. You're calling us. Oh, Lord, you're showing us our glorious call and wonderful destiny. Oh, we thank you for your work building this temple. It says, you are the one who shall build the temple, and you shall bear the glory. But what a privilege to belong to the temple of the living God. Oh, let the temple be filled with your glory. Our hearts be filled with your praise. Our lives be lived unto your honor and praise, O God, that the world may see you, that you may be exalted. And Lord, if we have been floundering around and neglecting this glorious calling, put a desire in our hearts to be all that you want us to be. Tonight, Lord, touch us. Touch us by your Spirit's power. Illuminate our hearts. Remove the darkness, Lord. Help us to see you and respond to your call. Oh, Lord, fill us with your Spirit. Fill us more and more with your Spirit, Lord. You called us to be the temple that you are building, a dwelling place in which God lives by his Spirit. Oh, what a wonderful call. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, we thank you that you have looked upon us with favor and that you have drawn us to yourself. You've caused us to hear your call. You've touched our hearts. You've given us life eternal in you, Lord, and a hope, Lord, that rejoices us. But, Lord, don't let us neglect it for lower, baser things. But help us, Lord, to press on and to be all that you are calling us to be. Thank you so much for this word. We want to mean business with you over what we have heard this evening. So, Lord, we just pray that you will just help us in our response to you and meet us right where we are. We are utterly dependent upon you and the working of your Spirit. So we wait before you now. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, to esteem others better than ourselves. Oh, God. I was in a Sunday school class. In fact, I was teaching it, and we were there in Philippians 2, and one of the men said, no one can do that. No one does that unless God does it. Unless God does it in us. And how true that is. So we appeal to you, Lord, tonight. And we thank you that you are here to respond to our heart's desire, to meet us in our need, and to fill us with yourself, that Jesus may be exalted, that Jesus may be glorified. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, keep us from bringing shame to your name, but, oh, God, let the world see Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. Wonderful Lord.
Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Oh, to be like Thee, oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as a wort, come in Thy sweetness, come in Thy fullness, stamp Thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, dear Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let all those who can take some time tonight to wait before the Lord, and let us be free. I often say this in church, and sometimes people actually take my suggestions to heart, and I'm always blessed by this when we pray one for another. And if the Lord would have you lead out in prayer, just lead the congregation, and God will bless you. We'll all join in if that's what He inspires you to do, or to pray for your brother or your sister. But let's spend some time yet this evening before Him as we can. I know some of you may have to go to your places, and we're just looking forward to the Lord's Day tomorrow too, and God will bless us all. I know He will, and continue His gracious working among us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But let us truly respond in our hearts to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, to be like Thee, Lord, I am coming now to receive the anointing divine. All that I Holy Spirit.